This is a prepaid call from
William Coons,
an inmate at the county correctional facility. All phone calls are subject to recording and monitoring. To decline this call, press 9 now, and to accept this call, press 1 now. Thank you. Your call has been accepted.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the homemade broadcast. It's November 14, 2023. The Tampa Bay Lightning are taking on an unknown opponent this evening, but that's okay because I have a great video for you, and it's about hockey. An arrest has been made from Adam Johnson's on the ice incident. There's a very passive voice that's being used when talking about this issue and others that I've noticed lately. It's a damn shame, but an arrest has been made. Matt Petgrave was the man who a few weeks ago, you saw the video, I'm sure, online. It's weird that we have this, you know, technology 5K type of, you know, in our phones and on our TV screens, but then you see some videos of certain things and they're just super grainy and it was hard to make out. But anyway, what happened was this Matt Petgrave character did this weird move where he got turned around somehow and ended up slicing this other guy's neck during a hockey game in the UK, in England, and the guy bled out and died, which is crazy because you would think that that would happen more. I mean, right? I can't believe that getting sliced by a hockey skate doesn't happen more. I think it was Happy Gilmore where he said, "I'm the only guy who tried to take my skate off and try to stab somebody with it." I can't believe that doesn't happen more, for real. I mean, jokes are real now, but that's a good weapon. They fight a lot. I know it's tamed down now, but they, you know, were known. Hockey fighting was a known thing. I guess it still is. And now you, I guess, just try to get away with cheap shots when you can. And that's what I think this guy was doing. You know, it's weird because Matt Petgrave is a black dude. The guy who died is a white dude. So everybody online immediately goes to that. And it's a binary. It's either, you know, depending on which side you vote for, he's either a murderer or he's, innocent, and it was a total accident, and he didn't do nothing. And that's a shame, because a man died. So something happened, and today Matt Petgrave was charged with manslaughter. In England, the spokesman for the police there is named Bex Horsfall, BecsHorsfall, which is the most British name ever, in South Yorkshire. I believe she's a lesbian because it's Becca or Rebecca, I think. Not there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying. I noticed. I looked up a picture of her because I couldn't believe. Share this tab instead. There she is. I believe that's her. Hope I'm not spreading misinformation. I mean, I don't care. I'm just saying. I just noticed. Thanks. That's all. It has nothing to do with the story or anything. Bex Horsfall. So that is the lady that made the arrest today on Matt Petgrave. And I just can't believe that people don't get stabbed with hockey skates more. I can't believe that baseball players don't get hit with baseballs more. I can't believe that a pitcher doesn't throw a ball and the guy hits it and doesn't beam him right in the middle of his forehead because it's happened so fast. It's just so rare. It's so rare. So is this incident, thankfully. I can't believe that there isn't paralysis more in NFL football, although there's, you know, rules and regulations that kind of keep them from tackling each other to its full capacity. You watch the 80s and 90s like hit videos. Oh my God. How, like, you understand CTE after watching those things. You know, it's like, oh, you had a helmet on, you're fine. No, definitely not fine. After some of the, I mean, you can't get suplex on the top of your head, pile driven like the Undertaker into the mat and then think that you're fine because you have a helmet on. No way. Fun game though. They are fun to watch. I watch those sometimes, and the hit videos, and I go, Wow. I'm watching people die slowly, but it is very entertaining. I don't like it, but I love it. If you know what I mean, you know what I mean? It's just more fun. It's just more fun, more exciting. You just go, oh my God, your hands go on top of your head. Oh man, that is something special. You don't see that very often. Now you just see people, you know, grab their chest and fall on the field from a heart condition now for weird reasons. I don't know why. Who knows? It's climate change, or there's other speculations of, you know, things that it could be, but you're not going to see anybody get pile driven anymore. But you might see people die on the field more in the next coming years as global warming continues to take its effect on people, on air-conditioned stadiums. I, you know, the life is tough. Life is tough. Hey, just interrupting real quick for an ad for HMB Radio. I know you're listening to HMB Radio, but wherever you're listening to HMB Radio, please click the upvote button, give it 5 stars, Spotify, iTunes, whatever. This helps us with the algorithm, helps grow the show, and we really couldn't do it without you. WillsYouTube.com if you're listening on podcast. Join us. It's fun. Let's get back to the show. But anyway, so this guy got arrested for manslaughter. He did die. I mean, I think this is the right move. Let a court decide. I feel bad. Like if the guy really didn't mean to, it's terrible and it's accidents happen, but also a man died. So you have to do something. You can't just let this go. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting. People online are going to say a lot of different things about it. And really everybody should just keep their mouth shut, including me. But, you know, I do have a YouTube channel. So that's what I do now. I just comment on things that have nothing to do with me. I did see this too. This is weird. I thought this was fake. Initially, they gave a standing ovation. He was back at his, home ice, Matt Petgrave's home ice, but he killed a guy and they're applauding it. Maybe they're just ruthless. I mean, all of these people might be watching hit videos from the 80s and 90s and their private residences. And they're like, good. Good. We want more of that. I want more people to get their throats slit. No, I don't think that's the case. But it is, I mean, maybe just don't mention it for a while. Let's make the focus be on the man who tragically passed away from an accident, right? Hopefully it's an accident. It's pretty clear, though. I mean, kicking your leg up that high. You wanted to get him in the ribs or something. You wanted to hurt him. I don't think you wanted to kill him. I don't think Matt Petgrave meant to kill this man. That'd be dumb if he did over a stupid hockey game. However, it from the grainy footage, from a novice perspective, it appears that he may have wanted to hurt him. And unfortunately, got him in the wrong place and the guy died. And that's a tragedy and that's a shame. And we have a name for that in the law, and that's manslaughter. So we'll see. 813-693-2124. Leave your comments below. What do you think about this arrest? You can reach me on Twitter too, home_made_man. And yeah, I hope you do that. And this is a short one tonight, but I wanted to get you something. We'll be back tomorrow on the Johnny B Show at 10 p.m. So we'll see you then. HMBradio.com. Have a good day. Bye.